As we've heard, both Vice President Cheney and Senator John Kerry were talking today about security, about Iraq, about countering terrorism, about integrity, all subjects for our guest political commentators, E.J. Dionne of The Washington Post and Georgetown University, and David Brooks of The New York Times are here again. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Actually, David, as you can hear, is on the phone. He's in Oberlin, Ohio. Last week, Europe witnessed its biggest terrorist strike that was in Madrid, and today there was another big bombing in Baghdad. I just wonder whether the two of you think that terrorism, security, Iraq are really going to be the substance of this presidential political debate, at least for a while. David Brooks.
Yeah, I think they are. You know, if you talk to voters, they think that jobs and health care and other issues are uppermost on their minds. They tell you that with great enthusiasm. And yet the news will dictate the campaign. There will be events like today's events, which will just raise these issues to the fore again and again and again. And there is this fundamental distinction. And they will, even if they want to talk about jobs, I suspect the course of events will throw them back into the war on terror.
EJ, you agree with that?
Jobs and health care will be important no matter what. But I think what you're seeing on the campaign trail this year is that one of the central questions on the minds of American voters this year is going to be, are you safer now than you were 2 years ago? And Democrats have to engage that debate. They have to challenge President Bush. And I think it's good that we debate that. And I don't think that throws jobs or health care off to the side, but it's a central part of what's on the voters' minds.
You both have enough on your plate with American politics to concern yourselves with, but I want to ask you to talk a little bit about what happened in Spain and what's happening in Europe and whether the sequence of a bombing and election, a change, it seems, in policy toward the U.S. and toward Iraq, what the import of this is for Americans, if at all. David Brooks?
I think the first thing, it reminds us that a terror attack could happen here in the next hour at any time for the next 8 months. The second thing, and I think this is a problem for Kerry most of all, is that the Atlantic is now wider. The European Commission President Romano Prodi said that we cannot use force to fight terrorists. We have to use, he implied, negotiations.
He's been at pains to say we can't use force alone, I should add here, but go ahead.
But regardless, what one saw over this election was an end to the policy, at least in the Spanish electorate, that one can never even appear to give terrorists a victory. And if you're going to have a transatlantic policy about terror, that became more difficult.
E.J. Dionne.
This is not a problem for John Kerry. This is a problem for George Bush. Why has the Atlantic grown wider? And I think the Atlantic has grown wider because the president has not engaged Europe, because this war was unpopular in Europe. And as David himself has written, this administration did very little to try to sell its policies in Europe. I mean, President Bush should be on a plane to go over to Europe to try to broaden this alliance. And the Spanish didn't vote in cowering fear about this terrorist attack. Something very important happened. President Aznar's party, the popular party that got thrown out of power by the socialists, basically misled the Spanish people for days about where this attack came from. They kept saying, this comes from ETA, the Basque terrorist group, which his party had gained traction fighting, and it turned out that it did not come from ETA. So I think a lot of these votes in Spain were not cast as votes that, well, we're going to let al-Qaeda intimidate us. They were cast out of anger that the government had lied to them. And I think one of the lessons here is if you're going to wage an effective war against terrorism, you ought to tell the voters of a democratic nation the truth.
I do think there's one other issue that was raised by the Spanish election, however one interprets it, that is really a fundamental difference between our two parties, which is Iraq a fundamental part of the war on terror? President Bush obviously thinks it is. John Kerry, he has a much fuzzier view. But it is clear now that al-Qaeda agrees with Bush that Iraq is a fundamental part of the war on terror, and that if there is some sort of democratic constitution in Iraq, that does represent a fundamental setback for al-Qaeda.
Or at least the group that conducted these bombings and whatever their relationship to al-Qaeda might be.
The Spanish vote that left that videotape, also Zarqawi, whose memo was intercepted in Iraq, who was also linked to al-Qaeda, and they seem to be the most active parts of the vast al-Qaeda network.
EJ, do you think that American voters, beyond those with degrees in international relations, will be moved by the campaign charge, he widened the gulf with our European allies?
Well, I think it will have an effect in this sense. The fight against terror is an international effort. The Europeans are threatened by Al-Qaeda. We know that all the more after the Spanish attacks, just as we are threatened by Al-Qaeda. And I think Americans, in their guts, want a president who will be tough, but will be tough in a way that wins us and doesn't lose us allies.
Well, thanks to both of you, E.J. Dionne of The Washington Post and the Brookings Institution, and David Brooks of The New York Times.
Thank you.
Thank you.